idam gurur nam jalak niyataya me sanje chedan zoje chunamal shankyo badu dan samsanche dage chege jebe sunam dolo pinshe sanje nubar sho sanje chedan zoje chunamal shankyo badu dan samsanche dage chege jebe sunam ge Lola Pesha Sanje Lubur Sho Sanje Chedan Zoye Chonamal Shakyo Bada Dan Shabsuji Dagi Jige Jebe Sunamji Lola Pesha Sanje Lubur Sho Nonas, this morning I think there's no translator. Something happened. Anyways, that's okay. So now we are together. So we are doing the Dharma action from you, from myself. So therefore, we need to make a good, pure motivation. That means, I think, we should think about it. Listen to the teaching of the Dharma, not for any other ways, like for this lot times, you know, like listen to the teaching of the Dharma, like for the position, reputation, and also for happiness for this lifetime. We are not sick of that. Why we do the giving teaching of the Dharma and listen to the teaching of the Dharma? Why? Because we want free from the complete suffering and the cause of suffering. So those cause of suffering means delusions, and also delusion made a negative action. That is bad karma. So we need to make free from those. And also we need free from the samsara. Not only free from samsara. Samsara, if free from samsara, you can be kind of nirvana. You don't have complete suffering, completely free from delusions already. But that's not enough for us. Enough for the others. Because that is not being Buddha yet. Still, the Shavaka and Patika Arhats, they have free from samsara already, and are free from all those negative karmas already. But they don't have the completely knowledge for the becoming being Buddha. So that's why I think we wishing for becoming being Buddha for the other sentient beings. We need, if we think about other sentient beings, to make free from the suffering, pain, or happiness, and free from delusions and the negative karma. So that's why I think, and also become a being Buddha for others. When we wish for others to become a being Buddha free from all those, but we are included in there. Sometimes people think, if I do practice, or those are dedicated for the other sentient beings, then what about me? Thinking, you don't need worried about them. You will be, if all the sentient beings become free from all those bad things, means free from samsara, free from the delusion, illusion, and become a being Buddha, you will be with them. Because of the, like this example, captains taking people and passengers to cross the river. Captain himself, he didn't think about it. I go outside with the river. He thinks, I take all these people, take to the other side of the river. So he or she doesn't have the motivation. I want to should be outside the river. They didn't think about it. But they think, I will take all those passengers, people, take to the other side of the river. Then he motivation like that, but they are also together with others, captains. This is the example. So sometimes people think, oh, what about me? Oh, I think if I do dedicate for the others, so you don't need worried about it. That more than that, if we dedicate for the others, we have more result to be good for yourself more than thinking yourself. Really it is. Thinking yourself. Yourself is only one. When we think about other sentient beings, numberless. Numberless. That's why I think if we think other sentient beings to be happy, joy, we wish for that. And that is the great factors, really it is. Rather than only yourself, oh, I want to be free, happiness, joy, like this. Pray into the Dhamma Sangha. So maybe if you're not designed to this life, can be become a Dhamma actions, but it's not a great action, a great Dharma of the Mahayanas. Because you think self-charity, by self-charity mind is you're doing practice. If you think others, then it's great. Really it is. That's why I think always we're thinking, So when you do the talk about compassion, loving kindness, even everybody's almost like a saying, from the mouth. Oh, compassion, loving kindness, even not necessarily Buddhism. Buddhist person. They talk about Buddhist loving kindness and compassion. What is the real compassion? What is the real loving kindness? That's what we need to know. So loving kindness is a great loving kindness and compassion, there are two ways. Great loving kindness, great compassion. Or just the compassion and just the loving kindness. So that means two different ways, by motivation. Two different ways, because by motivation. Same thinking, but motivation's ways. Why? Because great compassion, you think about all other sentient beings, including enemies, without discrimination. You think about everyone, including enemies. Someone's mean to you, someone very bad, harm damage to you. Include that person. Then all other sentient beings to be free from sufferings. That's all we need to think about. If we do like this, there are no exception one person from sentient beings. Hungry ghosts means hell beings, hungry ghosts, animals. Human beings, asuras, gods, Rama. So all those are included. Think about free from suffering. That is a great compassion. Great compassion is by objectives, make ways. See? Thinking same, free from suffering, yes. But object is small or large. Include all other sentient beings. It just includes enemies. Sometimes they do compassion, but, oh, I can't do compassion for others, but no, he or she, no. I don't want it. That's very bad for us. They nothing harm, damage by that. But be huge He was lost from outside. Why? Because exception few people. That means my great compassion is not great compassion. You understand? Because exception, someone push away from the object of the compassion. So that's the akanda. So must we do. Specially, some mean to you, that's focus today. Specially. Special to be success, happy, joy, you know. That's all we need to do. If you do good practice, really it is challenging, real challenge with, you know, negativities. You know, someone mean to you, that's by anger, hatred, this is, that those come up with you. That's your anger, you are jealous. But that's all harm to you, not for them. You are jealous, your anger, your hatred, your desire, your ignorance. No harm to others, no. No, harm to you. Maybe you think about yeah, anger can be harm others because of, like enemies shooting the gun to kill the enemies. Physical, yes. But real harm to you, yourself. That's not free. If you kill one person, maybe hundreds of times more, you need repair for that. It says 500 times. So, you great lost person who has gone to the others, that's gone person more lost than dead person. Really? Dead person, one life lost. But that's who killed them. That person's 500 times pay for that. Somebody's, you know. What kind of they did bad karmas, result of that also say. Then 500 times somebody killed them in the future. So that's kind of, really it is. That's by angers. Say by angers. We need to think about, really it is. More practicing from the individually. Then 10 non-virtuous actions. Everyone's. I think almost like, you know, other religions also they have it. But says name, but if don't do the practice, not so good. We need it. When we learn, today example, there's five different kind of commitment for the taking refuge. So we need to take the vow to do it. Really it is. So I think if you do like this, then as a result of that, then good result come to you. Whatever we did, good or bad karma, karma never mistake. Much more than computers. Eh? So never mistake. Good or bad, whatever we did, they eat everything. Listed. Really. That's why I think we need try to make a cut down from the bad actions listed. You know, like try to make it off. So positive side more to numbers are go up. Try to make numbers go up from the positive side. Really, that means really sincerely, real, from heart, compassion, loving kindness. This is the great one, you know. Real, if we have real compassion with us, we will not harm, damage other, anyone, no. By compassion mind is all think about free from suffering, free from any kind of big or small suffering. If we wish for that, then if we harm, damage others, then what do you think? Opposite. Thinking and actions, opposite. Not so good, not truthful. Practice, not truthfully. No. So that's why I think really is to think about it. It's loving kindness to others. This compassion like this. Very powerful, try to make powerful. Parents, when children sick or something happened, you know, sickness or injury or something, they have tremendous compassion for them individually. Individually, my children. So that's one. They want free from this kind of sickness or free from difficult. If I can take good parents, they want it. Rather than sick my children. If I myself sick or something, okay. If I can take it from my children, I will. That's kind of very strong compassion to them. That's compassion. That's not great compassion either. Compassion for them very strong to the children, but enemy and if his parents has enemies, they don't have. They don't do think well. Or other sentient beings, if you do, don't do. That's compassion, very strong to the individually persons, but it's not for all sentient beings. That's kind of parents which taught for children, that's kind of taught for all other sentient beings, including enemies. Really. Then real compassion, not from here. Really it is. So, same thing, loving kindness also. If we have a loving kindness for the others, they will not be jealous with others. Knowledge is way or material is way, or they are no jealous. We want others more than. How much their success, we wish to have more than that success by loving kindness, thoughts. So, I think those are we need to know. Four things, loving kindness, love, compassion. Say it's easy. We need to think about contemplating. Follow the words. I think sometimes thinking, you know, really it is. We have opportunity this time, opportunity for this time, this lifetime. That's why I say, Holy Being, Lama Tsongkhapa says, 18 quality legal life for only this lifetime. Get just like this time. This time means we get general numerous lives we got, but opportunity life not like this. Only seldom, just like day is star. During the day there is stars, but we very want to, maybe whole lifetime, maybe sometimes see, I think, maybe, I don't know. It's very seldom it's like this. So now we got that. So this is lightness, Lama Tsongkhapa said. Our life is just lightness. We got excellent life now, but it is not longer. We don't think about longer. Oh, I cannot do today, but do tomorrow. This week cannot, next week. This month difficult, but next month. There are end of this year, oh, this year so much to do, and I couldn't do much, but next year. That's kind of can be staying like this or not. Not sure. Do we have confidently? Someone asked to us. No. Do you think today you have good lives, but tomorrow you think should be human beings' life will be or not? I mean, sure, yes, cannot say that, no. Really, big question. I cannot say yes or no. Because so many, so many, there is examples. That's why I think, why we really think about this, then better thought for that is, if families to be good, then, you know, family unions, we have a problem like this, but if, think about this, death is there, no certainty. Then what do we think? Hurt each other, harm each other. Then next minutes are gone, or next day is gone, then what do we do? So sorry for that. That's why I think impermanent thoughts is the very great meditations, meditation of the impermanent, I think it's a very great benefit for us. Because of the humming damage of this, more or less, because we think like this. The example, you know, some people are dying, you know, like doctor says, few days only. Then, if they have, he or she has enemies, big enemies, never see, never, of course cannot talk, but if can see, but as comes, and a loving person comes, there's true, no much difference from this side. He know, he or she knows, next few days after going. So they know, there's no big deal. This is in my enemy, this is my great friend. If you're doing like this, discrimination, very strong thoughts, so no benefit for. They know because they're dying. So we are all those thinking about it, you know. I am, they are, all those kind of, because we think, long time staying, that's why egos come up, you see. So that's why. So that's why I think we should think about for the others. Then we can, if you're thinking like this, right, impermanent meditation, if you do good compassion also, equal thoughts, you can get from that. Also equanimity thoughts, get from that. Now you have discrimination thoughts, you think about within, you know, discrimination within the like country, most of the stranger for you. But if you, which you know from that, someone friend, you think it's someone this or someone close to you, someone you don't like, don't want to see. In your mind. If you see, but says you know, from outside maybe like this, but inside it's not so good either, very bad. That's all. So that's kind of discriminatory thoughts you have. That's no good. No healthy for you. No great result come from you. That's by thought like this. Bad result come. Bad result. Huge. We don't want suffering, pain, unhappiness. But that's kind of thoughts making this kind of bad result. So I think that's why I think it should be. Think about death is, my death is not certainty. The meditation of death impermanent, very important things. If you do like this, your loving kindness meditation is more stable. Great compassion also, then more powerful, because of the equanimity thoughts you will get from that. So equanimity thoughts, if you got it, then equally you can do compassion, equally loving kindness. So very important, His Holiness always mentioned loving kindness, His Holiness says, and his mind is actually picture of that of Saint Jinping in his thinking. That's only to show us, but our mind is very like small like this, but just difficult to calm. We need development, that's all. Everybody beginning, not everybody great knowledge. Small knowledge, they grow. Just like outside plants, you know. Huge tree, beginning, only seed. No thousands branches has it, but beginning, no thousands branches, you know. One seed, you know. Maybe there are no branch either. No seed of the tree, great tree. Then grow up, then one branch, so two, three, four, then branch of branch. They're huge. Tree, yes. Our mind gets like that, you know. Need to be development of that. Example from the outsider, take it. Really. You don't always like this. Really it is. We need try to make it from outside to make open. So with the gift how to open we already. But we if don't use it then all the time like this, you know. So we have intelligence. If we don't have intelligence like unconsciousness object, they never get anything intelligent. But we have root of that intelligence. We have small one, very small, little one. But that little one can be huge. Buddha himself also just like that. Beginning is not being Buddha. Beginning, just like us. Just like us. Everything's, you know, everything's negativity with them, everything. But then later, try to make open the wisdom. Might try to make collection of that. Then better and better. Really, we have, really it is. We need to use our intelligence, small one. Try to think back. See, that's it. That's responsible ourselves, really it is. Not necessarily monks and nuns. You can do everybody. Buddha himself says, even if they can do good practice, right practice, not wrong ways, right in the right path and everything, there's enlightenment in your hand, even holder of the house, you know. You can't do. So that is the great, I think, great hopes we have. Everyone has a great hope. Everyone. Equally have it, really it is. So that's what we need to hold. So now we are talking about it. So we have a little intelligent. That's what we need to make more like this, you know. Look, you think about it. Scientists, great professors, I mean, you know those are, that's why I take example. Those beginning child, they don't have the knowledge of the professor when they grow up, they don't have that knowledge, no. He or she, beginning child, just like other child, everything, you know, everything put in my mouth, if you know, dangerous. Everyone has like this. But then they learn from the kindergarten, from parents, mostly important from parents, learn. Then from the parents, then go to school, then learn more. That's small intelligence, then bigger and bigger. I'm talking about this, that's the example. The beginning, they don't have knowledge of professor or scientist, they don't have it. Gradually, slowly, their collection, knowledge. They become a great professor, great scientist. Same ways. Holy beings are just like that. Beginning, small knowledge. Then bigger and bigger. everything, you know. Condition. Condition is very important thing. The example, if you like a seed of the tree, become a great, huge, thousands of branches of trees, but beginning seed, the seed put in the soil, condition is very important. Enough heat, enough water. So same thing, we also, we have intelligent, seed of the intelligent. But condition is very important. What is that? Study, learning. That's the condition for the our seed of the mind to make great. So really it is. We think, but oh, I cannot do anything. That's not so good either. I can do everything like this, or egos, no, that's not so good either. But put down yourself is not so good. If you don't try, you cannot do. If you try, you can do. Great Shantideva, holy master, he said, if it is difficult, whatever from outside and inside, man knowledge, even difficult, it is difficult. But if you continue to do so, easy, one day we'll be there. That's what said in the Bodhicitta Avatara teaching. So that's true, really true. So we have tremendous examples. So that's why we are, you know, someone very unintelligent, very, they cannot say stupid at the best, I don't want to say that, but very dim, you know. But then they started learning, that we have that from the history of the Buddha's teachings. Some then slowly learn, slowly, maybe two words when they're learning. One word says, this one, forget. When you learn this one, first one, forgot. Beginning. Then says again. Then both. Then a little bit more discovering about this, learning. The example like this, okay? Says, you know, beginning. This one of the small paths, two brothers. So, great path and a great, a small path. Great path, because the disciples become arhats already. But small path, brother, very dim. One word is learning, another word is forgot. So like this. Then maybe so, like give up the dust. Give up the dust. Give a dust, give a stain. Stain? What do you say?
Stain.
Huh? Okay. So this true. One say, another one forgot. Then he learned like this every day that he did a given job. That Buddha's time is a challenge, given job. Cleaner for the temple. Monk already, but a cleaner temple. Then he says that like this all the time. Then little bit better one day. Then he, by his intelligence, oh, this maybe, this dust is not really, it's a physical dust. Dust of the anger, dust of the ignorance, dust of the attachment by himself. Think about it. He taught us. Oh, this Buddha said, give up the dust means this, how can be? Then he think about it, and also with the action, also condition, also he cleaned the monks, you know, chanting hall, and also everything. Then he, one day then, this dust is not ordinary dust, the dust of the anger, hatred. That's one. That's the example. We really attest, we can do. When you do meditation, very difficult to make your mind stay. But if you continually don't do religious like this, when you lost mind, exciting mind, you know, think about other shopping center, any other thing, something to do inside of a house. And if you do like this, if you live like this, always same. Then when you think about, oh, this is not good. No, I'm thinking this one, my meditation of the kitchen. I'm not doing meditation of the kitchen. I'm not meditation of the shopping center, no. So, the workplace, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes people driving. Oh, then maybe you think, oh, that driver's crazy. Almost hit me or somebody else hit. Just tremendously just going, you know, your mind is jumping all the ways. So when you do meditation, it comes like this, any other thoughts comes, right away try to make stop. Not follow. What we did, not stop. Think about more, discovering, you know. So that's not so good. Try to make stop. Maybe if you have the meditation, like maybe tables, oh, this table is maybe or my parents or his, my wife's parents did it. Or maybe new, somebody else did it. My friend did it. Of where I bought this one. At the shopping center, I bought this table from there, or something like that. That's not good. So, when we think about table, I say, no, I'm not doing this one. Back to it. Beginning, maybe few seconds, very difficult to stay. Then learning like this, try to make it. Then maybe, you know, 10 seconds, half minute, 30 seconds, then 1 minute, 1 minute. 1 minute, if you got it, then also you need to more to learn. One minute you can do meditation without other thoughts, but 2 minutes when you started, then you're losing also your mind. But that's one, then you can need me more think about staying. So that's kind of, you know, learning, you know, little by little, all the time. See? Without a food, first one, then move to another one, not so good either. You can't do it, but real is a real practice, the first step, first, and very important things. So that's one thing you need to do. Anyways, loving kindness and compassion. This too, if you got it, not only loving kindness and compassion meditations cannot be free from samsara. Then what do we need? We need the understanding of the shunyata. Shunyata means wisdom mind. Means emptiness of the shunyata. Emptiness of phenomena. That's all we need to think about, you know, everything which we are seeing, and which we are seeing, and also reality is the difference when we see. When we see all those phenomena, just like a self-existing, everything is very solid. It is solid like this, but this is no beginning like this. So, my cup is not self-existing. Everything, inside or outside. Outside phenomena or inside mind or karma. Everything, they are not self-existing. That's what we need to know. People say everything is emptiness. Emptiness means self-existing. Emptiness of self. Self-existing, yes, that's true. But sometimes people think, oh, there's nothing. That means nihilism, I think. We can see, we can use, you know, I can put tea here, then I can drink like this, you know. That's why cups action is the whole, the tea or any kind of, you know, inside. That's it. But these look like reflection. You know, reflection. Reflections comes with the, like a poem, when you see it in glass. You can see any kind of form, your form, and what kind of their has objects they can see. But that is not the self-existing, it's not. Not self-existing. Why? Because so many things are independent, you know, together. Some of the causes, some of the, like, very important. Example like this. Says, okay, one thing, they and we, you think. When you hear, you say they, someone. If you be there, then what thing? Yeah, we. That's a we there, they here. You understand? See, that's kind of only relative. Outside, other side, inside. Outside, inside. Relative. If there no outside, should not be inside. If there no inside, then there no outside. Because outside is, say, we get outside because of the from inside. See, that's kind of really interesting to think about. Tall and short depending. If there are no tall, short will not exist. Short exists because there is tall. Mm-hmm. Big exists because it's small. By small. If there are no small, they're big, not none. So that's kind of you need to think about. Oh, everything, things are relatively existing. Relatively existing. They are no self-existing. So that's all you need to learn. So meditate about that. So that's what is useful, because the attachment and all those negative minds, they destroy by wisdom. By wisdom. By wisdom means the understanding of the emptiness. You see, realization of emptiness. That is the wisdom. Wisdom means, I think, it's what a shining right now, you see, and over there. Oh, that's wisdom. It's, I got light over there, also wisdom. Don't think about this way. No. People say, so really? Light is what's happening? Light is nothing. Light is here. Broad, maybe Hollywood is much more broad than on the other side. Light. So, real is a light means to knowing the phenomena, what is existing. We are, see, you know, ordinary people, we are not, we seeing and existence, little difference. We seeing self-existing, we see that. But it's not, see, there are no any self-existing. So that now, you know, like, sometimes people think there is no nose, like Heart Sutra, there's no nose, there are no eyes. That's kind of, they think, oh yeah, nothing. No, nothing. That means we have nose, we can smell, we can eyes, we have eyes to see. If there are no eyes, how can we see? Really? We can see. Buddha knows that I can, I see, yes. Why this? But which is seeing I and which existing I and which is not existing I, it depends, okay? Two different kinds of eyes. Self-existing eyes, they are nothing. There are no eyes means there are no eyes of the self-existing eye. See? Relative eyes, yes. Dependent eyes, yes. So people thinking, oh, there's no eye, no nose. No, no, everything is nothing, just like this. Wrong, see? So need be relatively existing, but there are no self-existing, self-existing. We think it's self-existing because of the attachment, everything is the object of the way we are. Everything, that this like a self-existing. No, we couldn't see the reflection of like this, you know. If we can't see the reflection of the, like a food, can we eat this or not? Reflection of food. So, this. The things are reflection means things are not function is like a reflection. It's not seen like that. Function has yes, you can eat food. Reflection, huh? Function yes, has it. There's no eyes means no self-existent eyes, but real which we have function to see, you know. See good red color or blue or what color is the different ways by eyes, yes. This the function has it. But this is relative eyes, yes. So all those that we think about, you know. So we need the understanding of the emptiness. Then understanding of emptiness is called wisdom. Realization of emptiness is wisdom. Wisdom make destroy the, all those negativities. So that's all I think. So today is I think. So more important I think is try to make this lifetime try to make a result for the in the future. Try to make it's very important things, I think. See? The karma. Karma is very important, you know. We are in the samsara, you know, keeping in the samsara by karma and delusions. Delusions is like make karma. See? Karma's result is then good or bad comes. So in the samsara. Karma is not always good karma, but bad karma. Karma is two different kinds of result of good karma or bad karma. Good karma's result comes in the samsara. Result of that come in samsara. We are happy, the example, we are human beings alive here. And also we have the good food, everything, joy, everything we have. Those are, we made good karma. Vivid lifetime, we made it. So result of that we are having now here. So bad karma's result also we having. Sometimes, you know, suffering by sickness, suffering by anything, you know, all those are a result of bad karma. So I think it's, sometimes people think, oh, he or she, good practicing, and but they have more problems. They think why? Because they have this lifetime good practice. The result of that comes later. More problems come this lifetime. That is a pivot. Karma's result comes here. This lifetime good, everything he or she good. That's a result comes later in the future lifetime. So there is no contradiction. Sometimes people think, oh, good karma's result happiness, but he or she very good practitioner, goodness, but they have lots of problems. Why? They doubt, don't need doubt. Because this lifetime is good, everything is good, that's the result comes later in the future life. But this lifetime, whatever we have received, difficult things, those are period before lifetimes made a bad karma. The result comes here. That's because result comes here is much better, because by practice, so comes to here is much more better than the result comes to the lower realms. You see, that's kind of. So now much we can try to really is a good person, you know, good person. Good person means no harm, no damage others, and good for the others. Try to make good for the others. So, Buddha and all bodhisattvas, all the times good for the others. Even from the others, bad things happened or bad things lead to them. But from their side, always everything, good thoughts, good speech, good action, body's action, everything is good for others. That's what it is. So we repeat much as we can. Beginning difficult, but if you try, we can do it. Just like a turtle, you know. So, you know, very slow, but without stop, if you're going like this, one day, just be there. Do you know the competition with rabbit and turtle? Do you know that one? Okay, we need not like rabbit. Jump, few jumps, and then sleep. And then the turtle goes all the time like this. We do like this. Try to continually, really best, much we can do. If you cannot do now, right, but which good wish for in the future, if you can do this kind of high-level practice and everything, if you can do, that would be good. So, good wish for that. So now that's all today. So I think I'm not explaining it from here today. So we did a good action. We are together, including this morning, giving refuge vows and their teachings. The power of those or merit of by those. Buddha's teaching, spiritual, Buddha's teaching a long, long time with the remainder with the beings. Person who hold teaching of the Buddha, like his own Dalai Lama and any other great masters, and also any other spiritual masters also, to have the long life. And also petitioners to have good practice or result of practice, accomplishment practice without obstacles. We wish for that. And also we wish him for everything, bad things not happen in this country and in other countries, like disease, war, starvation, and those kind of will not happen in this world and in other worlds. Then we think about all sentient beings, everyone, to be free from delusions and illusion, and illusions, and become a being Buddha, by which we did action of Dharma. We are together.
Shabbat shalom. Oni kondo pevar, sho toni atavar, buvachi, machi bano vashi jurachi, ashe bavanya bavame pavata. Oni kondo pevar, sho kare ravi kurvi, shinkamatar, pindava deva malu juvene, shere zewa tenzi jasuvaye, Chabe Sinti Abadu Tengjur Jisaye Peje Shukhi Metu Vacham Rarul Yenye Dejambavande Sanji Kindu Mitembu Aye Rukun Namda Vakinla Vashubar Shu Itam Guru Rinam Jalam Niyantaya Amin.